Welcome to the unmasking of leadership. Leading through adversity has arrived.
Greetings and welcome, podcast universe, to the first episode of Unmasking Leadership, Leading Through Adversity. I am your host, Jesus Ericampa, and I look forward to spending the next 30 minutes or so with you. The first thing I'd like to do right now is I would like to just give a round of applause and say a big thank you to our medical community who is out there being true leaders as they are facing adversity like it has never been faced before, fighting this invisible enemy that we are fighting, this COVID-19 coronavirus that has attacked basically the entire globe. And I want to thank all of the medical leaders and professionals that are out there on the front lines defending us and protecting us and trying to find a cure for this. I'd also like to thank all of our leaders at the national, state, city, county, tribal level for everything that they're doing as every one of us is leading through adversity at this time. So, ladies and gentlemen, kick back, take a seat, enjoy the show. Let's get this thing started. The number one goal that we want to accomplish with this podcast is to ensure that here at Leading Through Adversity, we provide a platform for all types of leaders. Whether you're a formal leader, an informal leader, a leader in law enforcement and in the education world, the medical world, if you're an entrepreneur leading your own business, or whether you're a stay-at-home mom who is tasked with the day-to-day leadership roles of running your household, or whether you're a new father who has got to start setting the example to his children. Leadership comes in all many shapes and sizes, and that's the one thing that people don't seem to understand about leadership, is that there is not one cookie cutter example of what leadership is. There is many, many different types of leaderships. I mean, if you do a quick Google search, you'll find out that quickly there is about 12 different styles of leaderships. I mean, we're all familiar with the autocratic leadership style, the democratic leadership style, the strategic leadership style, the transformational leadership, team leadership, cross-cultural leadership, facilitative leadership style, the laissez-faire leadership, hands-off type of style, the transactional leadership style, coaching leadership, charismatic leadership, and visionary leadership. I mean, and the list just goes on and on and on. You know, if you look up leadership in a dictionary, you know, the black and white definition of leadership is the action of leading a group of people or an organization. I mean, it's very black and white, right? If you look up the definition of adversity, the black and white definition of that is difficulties or misfortune. The thing about leadership, and the one thing that people forget to tell you or remind you of, is that leadership is very fluid and very dynamic, and it's ever-changing. So that, because of that, that means that your leadership style, your leadership abilities, and your leadership traits will always be evolving and changing in order to adapt to the situation that you're in. You know, this is why I always find it amusing or interesting when I hear a lot of leaders say, well, my leadership style doesn't deviate. I am a visionary leader. I am a diplomatic leader. I'm a democratic leader. I'm a leader who leads by committee. Well, you know, that's all fine and dandy, but a true leader, a real leader, knows how to encompass all those different leadership styles and knows when to use those different type of leadership styles depending on the situation that arises. You know, one of the things that I pride myself on is the ability to be able to adapt. My entire life, I have been told that people don't understand how somebody like me has risen to the ranks that I have risen throughout my career. You know, I'm currently the executive director of a state agency overseeing the law enforcement and training and education for law enforcement officers. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a CEO. I'm a president of my own company. I have got two companies, you know. I am a lecturer for the university. I have a speaking business that I'm very proud of. You know, we're starting off with Leading Through Adversity and Unmasking Leadership. You know, we're in the final stages of getting our first book published, and it's very exciting. So I've had a lot of people ask me, how is it that you have always managed to overcome this adversity that's always placed on you? And for those of you who know me and those of you who are getting to know me, you know that throughout the duration of my life and my career, I've had a lot of adversity that I've faced and had to overcome. So one of the most exciting things about me is to have the opportunity to come out here in this podcast and talk to you about leading through adversity, which is something that I am very familiar with and something that a lot of leaders are very familiar with. And I'm looking forward to getting to get input from the different types of leaders, you know, on this show. It's not going to be a one-sided show. We're going to do a lot of interviews, a lot of follow-ups. We're going to have a lot of call-ins. We're going to answer people's emails. But just to give you an example of the type of people that will be joining us as our guests here, you know, I'm going to share one of our guests that I'm really excited about that will be joining us here. Probably in our second or third episode is an individual by the name of Earl Morrison. Earl is a former police chief. He's an author. He's an entrepreneur. He's got his own business, his own speaking business. You know, his second book, Mentoring for Life, Leading and Learning with Character, has just been published and has just hit the market. So please, if you get the opportunity to read an interesting book from a very well-renowned leader, Mr. Earl Morrison, I highly recommend Mentoring for Life, Leading and Learning with Character. He's going to be one of our first guests, and you know, rumor even has it that he may be joining us as a co-host. I'm not sure. You know, we're going to talk to people from different forms of leadership. You know, we're not just going to have people who are high-ranking officials, you know, CEOs of major corporations or anything like that. You know, through the connections that I have established and made throughout the last, 27 years of my career, and the last 13 years serving as an executive law enforcement leader, I have had the opportunity to meet many, many great people, and we're looking forward to having people such as Texas's Governor Greg Abbott joining our podcast. We're also looking at having a local businessman, Jorge Hernandez, owner of Hernandez Enterprises. We're looking forward to having Governor Stitt of Oklahoma. We're looking at the opportunity of having people such as the gentleman that I just met the other day and was really excited to have a conversation with him, who's very excited about opening his business now. And unfortunately, the thing that I really liked about him was that he was about to open his business the day before the whole coronavirus lockdown situation became. And as I was talking to him, he said, hey, no big deal. You know what? I can do this virtually online. And he has taken his platform and his business and has run with it. We have people like real estate mogul and home developer and flipper Joy Pañawa, owner of Homeworks, will be here. Rachel Martinez, executive director for the Harmony School District's bilingual program, will be here. We're going to have a lot of people, different people who are going to come on and talk to us. And what makes us different, what's going to make this show a lot different, is that we're not just keen on what has made them successful. We're going to key on, you know, every time you hear somebody say, what are the secrets to success? You know, one of the biggest secrets to success is failure. You know, failure just happens to be the mother of all success. And this is what these are the type of things that we want to hear from these individuals is, how did your failures propel you to advance in your career? You know, failure is not a defeat. It's actually a lesson that is learned. And as you've heard me say, we talk about the unmasking of leadership, and that's one of the things that we want to get down to. And we want to let leaders know that it's okay to fail. You know, sometimes you're not going to have all the answers, even though you're the person in charge, and you're going to have mishaps. You know, don't ever let the wannabe leaders, the people who have never led anything, tell you how to lead your organization, your business, or your whatever it is that you're leading. Don't ever let them tell you, you know, how to lead or what you should have done or how you should have approached it. One of the key aspects about leadership is that leadership is based off of perception. And that perception is established by the people that you are leading. I mean, heck, you can be one of the world's greatest leaders and you're going to have people that don't like you. You're going to have people that are against you, people who are not for your vision. You know, one of the things that we're going to talk about here, on Leading Through Adversity, Unmasking Leadership, is accountability. You know, one of the things that's lacking in organizations today is true accountability. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about and we're going to emphasize. We're going to talk about developing your character and leading with character. That's one of the other things that we'll be leading our conversations through. And basically what this is, this platform is giving leaders out there, regardless of, like I said, whether you're a beginning leader, a new leader, a first-line supervisor, or a full-pledged CEO, executive vice president, president of a major multi-million-dollar international company, we're going to have you on this show, and we want to hear about the struggles, how you've dealt with them, how have you been able to overcome any of the adversities that you have faced, and how did those adversities make you a better person? Hey, for those of you who know who I am, I mean, you guys know my story and you guys know the ups and downs that I've had throughout my career. And honestly, you know, most of you that know me know the fact that a lot of these adversities that I have faced have been based off of, to coin a phrase from our current president, the fact that it's all fake news. I mean, we live in a world where it is so easy to ruin a person's reputation online that we don't even know when reality is and the difference between reality and perception. So hang on, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be one heck of a ride, and we'll be right back. What qualifies a person to be a leader? Well, that's a very hard question because, you know, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of people decide what leadership is or who a leader should be based off of the perception that they have of who they want to lead them, correct? But, you know, leadership is basically something that a person has or develops. It's a trait that they have or develop that they have the ability to persuade people or a group of people to do certain tasks or to follow them on a certain mission or to believe in their ability to create and establish something out of something that cannot be seen and will eventually be seen, but that they have the faith that this person's going to be able to lead them to the final outcome. So a lot of people, I've been asked by many people, what qualifies me as a leader? Well, I think that what qualifies me as a leader is the experience that I have. A lot of times people ask me, well, who is Jesus Eddie Campa? And to be quite honest with you, I'm just some guy who has, by the grace of God, been afforded many opportunities to arrive at where I'm at today. I think that I've had the ability to develop a vision for my life, and I am very proud of where I sit today as a leader. I have had the opportunity to lead at different organizations. My forte is law enforcement. I've got 27 years of law enforcement experience. The last 13 years of my career have been spent in executive management positions, leading law enforcement organizations, everything from a sheriff's department to independent school district police department to leading a municipal police agency and currently leading a state police agency. I have the experience of 27 years of working in a field that I also have a master's degree in, and currently working on a doctoral degree in that same field with a concentration on public service leadership. I've written a book that is should be published coming out here in December. Other things that set me aside as a leader, on top of the continued 27 years of law enforcement experience and my formal education, I also am an entrepreneur. I am a business owner. I'm the CEO and president of a security consulting firm that has several national, high-profile national clients where we provide security consulting to their organizations, as well as a very successful speaking business and leading through adversity. Something that I've been doing for several years now is going around the international market and international and national markets, where we go and we speak at the different events. We keynote and we speak at the events on leadership and how to establish leadership, how to identify leadership, how to improve leadership. We motivate new businesses and how to change culture at established businesses and how to create culture at new businesses. So I think that when you encompass everything that I've done throughout my life, you will see how my leadership ability has increased and has grown from the time that I began formal leadership experience. So those are things that set me aside and qualify me to be a leader. The fact that I am one of those individuals who never thinks he's the smartest person in the room. And the day that I think that I'm the smartest person in the room is the day that it's time for me to go ahead and retire. But one of the things that leaders will always do is that they surround themselves with people who are smarter and a lot more capable of getting tasks and accomplishing jobs than they are. That's one of the things that I have done throughout my entire career, is that I like to surround myself with people that are highly capable and who are not going to just sit there and tell me that every idea I have is the greatest idea on God's green earth just because I'm the leader of the organization at the time and they feel that that's what I want to hear. One of the things that leaders should never surround themselves with is yes men. Great leaders need to surround themselves with people who are going to tell them when they're making a mistake or when they're erring on the, you know, when they make an error and point it out. It's kind of like the having a person that's going to tell the emperor that he's not wearing any clothes and is running around the kingdom naked. Those are one of the struggles that I've had throughout my leadership trade, is that I'm always that guy who will is very vocal, and I will let people know when I disagree or when I don't believe in the route that they're taking as far as a leader. And I also appreciate that, you know, in the last 13 years that I've served as a leader, as a formal leader, I like to have people around me who are going to tell me when I'm about to drive that bus off the cliff. I think that's a very important aspect of being a leader. So, you know, leadership, as I said, you know, is all based on perception. And this is something that we're going to talk about here as we unmask leadership. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to Leading Through Adversity, Unmasking Leadership. Once again, I'm your host, Jesus Eddie Campa. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. And I just want to make sure and let everybody know that we'll be coming to you on a weekly basis. This podcast will be coming to you on a weekly basis. We hope to be able to drop this new podcast episode every Wednesday. That's what we're anticipating, is every Wednesday, no later than Thursday, that is for sure. And one of the things that we're going to do, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to have a lot of very exciting and interesting guests that are going to be joining us here on our podcast, so we're excited about that. And the other thing that I want to add is I want to talk to you as leaders. You know, we talk about failure, or I've been talking about failure being the mother of all success. But one of the most important things that we have to do is when we feel that we have failed in a way, or that something hasn't gone our way, is one of the things we need to concentrate is on self-reflection. That's the most important thing that a leader can do. Is every morning when you wake up, is look in the mirror and ask yourself if you like what you're seeing. Now, this has to be a total encompassing of everything, of your whole being. Are you happy with what you see in that mirror? If your answer is yes, it's a wonderful start. If your answer is no, then identify those areas where you do not feel comfortable, or those areas where you feel like you're lacking, and start improving on them on a daily basis. Remember, leadership, life, it's all about habits, and it takes repetition to create a habit and make it part of your life. Leadership is a lifestyle. Leadership is something that is not easy to come by, and leadership is something that is tested each and every day. So, for all of you leaders, I want to leave you with this one message. Remember that the hardest thing you'll ever have to do in your life is trying to convince people that you are a leader that they should follow.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the first episode in season one of Leading Through Adversity, Unmasking Leadership. I am your host, Jesus Eddie Campa, and what I'd like to do right now is I'd like to ask everybody to just stop for a minute and go over and hit the follow or subscribe button on the platform that you're using to listen to this podcast. I'm asking that you do this so we can start growing our community for leaders. Again, leading through adversity, Unmasking Leadership is a place where leaders can come and get some of the most up-to-date information on what it takes to be a leader, how to become a leader, and all the great aspects of leadership. I told you at the beginning of the podcast and through all of our trailers that this was going to be something that was totally different. It was going to be like no show that you've ever seen or heard before. And I'm sure you heard that a million times as I said that earlier. Leading Through Adversity is going to be a podcast that talks about and emphasizes on how we as leaders have taken the adversity that we have faced in our careers or on our path through to growing in leadership, and how we've taken those failures and turned them into successes. In many of the leadership podcasts or books, you're always reading about the secrets to success. What was your secret to success? And while many people do point out that a failure was one of their secrets to success, I'd like to say that, you know what, failure is the mother of all success. If you're always winning and have never tasted the taste of failure, then you really don't know what winning is all about. So one of the things that we want to do here at Leading Through Adversity is we want everybody to feel safe and comfortable, whether you're barely starting out as a leader, you're a frontline supervisor, or freshly promoted, or whether you're a seasoned or experienced leader. We want you to come here at Leading Through Adversity, Unmasking Leadership, and share your stories with us. One of the things that we're going to heavily concentrate on here at Leading Through Adversity is just how we overcame those adverse aspects that interfered in our leadership ability. You know, for instance, once you start hearing my story, for many of you who are out there who already know my story of the 20 years that I spent with the sheriff's office, of my 3 years as the chief of police in a small East Texas town, and my current situation as to where I'm at now, and everything that has transpired throughout my life, you know that I have been surrounded by adversity my entire life. And one of the things that I have always done, and one of the things that people always ask me is, Eddie, how is it that you manage to always take an opportunity, seize it, and create something out of it? I've been fortunate enough to know and have the vision to foresee every opportunity that I have. I've been able to convert it into a positive situation and turn it into the success story that I am today. So in this podcast, you're going to see and hear information, and you're going to meet new people and new leaders that you have never heard of. We're going to have international leaders, national leaders, state leaders, city, county leaders, leaders from the medical field, leaders from the education field, entrepreneurs. You're going to hear from moms and dads who are the leaders of their family. Everybody is a leader. Everybody in life play some kind of leadership role. Even the wannabes that want to be leaders are considered leaders by some of the people in their avenue, I guess. You know, but Leading Through Adversity and Unmasking Leadership is going to concentrate on talking to you about all the things that come with being the leader. And Leading Through Adversity is going to speak to you about how to stop the noise from the outside and concentrate on your leadership style and your leadership ability. So I hope you've enjoyed our first episode of season one. And we hope to be bringing you a weekly podcast that's going to involve interviews with many, many great leaders, suggestions. We're going to talk about the traits of leadership, how you take the negative and turn it into a positive. And I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who know me, you always know that you never know what to expect when I'm around. So I invite you all to, again, hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button, and follow us here at Leading Through Adversity, Unmasking Leadership. Once again, I'm your host, Jesus Eddie Campa, and we will see you next week.